Hello, everyone. We're doing a live about healthy hormones, why women need hormone therapy.
Hey there, Casey Shipp here, fitness model, hormone expert, and a master energy healer. I help goal-oriented women clear out the reason why nothing has worked and finally step into their purpose and get everything they've ever wanted.
Oh, this one's gonna get everybody on their shit. I am Casey Shipp. If you are new here, I help career women lose weight without cardio. That's the clickbait version. Ultimately, I'm a powerful bitch that influences other powerful bitches to live their best life. Healthy, wealthy, happy, hot, and rich as fuck. You got it? All right. Whew. So I just did a call with a bad bitch and she forgot she was a bad bitch. Here's what came up. And I realized I've never told you this, but not because I'm like withholding information, just because typically some of my best shit comes out when I'm talking to people because it's requiring me to tap into the channel, right? Because if I'm just bebopping through life, like I'll get stuff that comes up that needs to come out. But ultimately, like when I'm with you, I can tap into this place and we get magical shit, right? Because that's when two or more gather, I guess is the magic. So when I say hormones, I just want you to know I'm not talking about testosterone, estrogen. I am talking about testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, aldosterone, cortisol, all of it. Okay. DHT, like IGF, like we're talking about everything. But some hormones that get left out, which are the most motherfucking powerful ones. And yes, I cuss a lot. So if that bothers you, like, bye, I ain't even talking to you. The most powerful that we don't want to forget about are neurotransmitters. Oxytocin, dopamine, all these things. Now, what I want you to know is who here has babies? Who here has children? I have two, had three pregnancies, lost one. I have two that are 17 months apart. They'll be, so, hold on, they'll be 8, 9 this year. Holy shit. All right. Do you know, like, when they're toddlers? When they're like 2 and 3, and I had boys, so boys are a little bit more physical, you know, some girls are, but anyway, when they're into their 2 and 3 year old shit and you're so fucking tired and you know they're fucking up something, like you know they're maybe they're drawing on something, fit Julie, yes, like you know they're doing something, and you go into this place where you're like, fuck it. I rather just, because I'm so tired, I rather just clean up the mess. Who's been there? Who has been there? Yes or no? Where you just say, let them draw on it. Let them have the marker. Let them just take out their toys. I'll clean it up later. I'm just too tired right now to do anything about it. Yes or no? I can't be alone on this. I can, but I think you said yes. Okay. So that's you getting worn down. You're worn down. Okay. Now, have you ever watched, and I don't expect you to know this because this was a random thing that happened to me one time. I was outside on my porch and I heard this wretched like noise. I saw this fur ball. I saw these furry things like almost fighting. And I heard this wretched scream like, like weird shit. And I grew up in the country like hunting where you would play dead rabbits to call up coyotes, like country girl shit. And I heard this wretched scream like an animal dying. I look out there. And the ball of fur, y'all, guess what it was? It was a fucking weasel that had a rabbit by its neck. And I'm freaking out. I'm witnessing everything. And I'm like, no. And I'm clapping my hands, like trying to get them to stop. And they stopped. And like the rabbit got away. I'm like, was this Rikki Tikki Tavi? Like, what was that thing? It was a weasel. It was a weasel. Who I had no idea that weasels, because if you saw a weasel, like Rikki Tikki Tavi, it's like they look like a ferret. Okay. They look like a ferret. And it's got a rabbit. A rabbit's way bigger than this weasel. And it can take down the rabbit. And so I looked this up, and sure enough, if you look it up on YouTube or wherever, they take them down that by wearing them out. And if you've had cats and you've witnessed all this, like cats do it to birds. They let the bird, I don't know about you, but I used to have cats when I was little, and they'd let the bird get so tired and then kill it. I think this happens also with like cheetahs and stuff like that. Don't they also get, or maybe it's wolves where they get somebody help. I don't know. It's like wolves maybe they'll chase the thing and try to like make it tired and then they'll kill it. Does anybody, I know this is kind of like gruesome, but y'all follow me on this, right? The common thread here is that the animal gets worn down so that the other animal can kill it. When it's worn down, it's vulnerable, weak, and can be taken down easier. Casey, what does this have to do with weight loss? Hormones. Now, as a woman, we go through life, we grow up and feel powerless. Maybe it was our overbearing authoritarian father who yelled a lot. Maybe it was our mother who was shameful Sally who made us feel like we had no fucking choice. We had to wear and do what she said. Maybe we feel like we had to do certain things or we couldn't have what we wanted. We felt powerless. Not having the money and the body we want makes us feel powerless and we don't fucking like it. You know why? Because in nature, when we get tired, we die. Shit can feed on us, right? And I just got off the phone with a lady, and this happens so many times. So many times it all goes hand in hand. Health problems, weight problems, relationship problems. I feel like I don't have enough time in myself. I can't even get 5 minutes alone. If I say that I need this, I may feel guilty, or I don't have any alone time and all this martyr shit, right? No boundaries. Y'all better all motherfucking be raising your hand. Cause if you have a weight problem, you have your boundaries suck. Your personal boundaries suck. All your boundaries suck. You got to learn boundaries. But how? The reason it's so hard is because so many women have this woundedness and they're not in their power, because power is scary. A powerful woman. I mean, just look at Taylor Swift right now. Look at Beyonce. Look at all the powerful women. They're called whores. They're called witches. They're in with the reptilian people. Any woman in her power is not good in society. I'm calling it like it is. Am I fucking right or am I right? Women who are in their power are labeled crazy, witch, bitch, evil. She's something. Everybody always got something to say about powerful women. Okay. So what do? Do everything we can not to step into that power, because we may get fucking slain, shamed, whatever. Cause all we want to do is feel like everybody likes us. So if you go through life and you feel powerless and you've got that frequency of powerless, you're going to keep attracting things in your life that makes you feel powerless, i.e. weight problems, relationship problems, blah, 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 blah. And the martyr comes in, because women typically feel responsible for things, and not even pairing that with trauma growing up as the oldest child, or with parents who had anxiety or depression or something, and you felt like you had to take care of your family or your siblings. Like, let's not even throw that fucking fun shit in there. All of those things wear you down. Now, when this happens, you will notice the reason you don't have great boundaries, and you attract narcissists, and you attract shitty business partners, and you attract shitty people in your life, and bitches and cunts, or whatever you want to call them. It's because you don't have any boundaries. But why? Well, the hormones are off. And when I say hormones, I don't just mean testosterone. I don't just mean this. I'm talking dopamine, serotonin. Because remember, when your kids were going crazy, you're just like, just let them have it. I'll clean it up later. When this energy compounds, 40 years old, 35 years old, 45, tired, worn down, the hormones are depleted, no boundaries. What ends up happening? Weight problems, health problems, relationship problems, money problems, self-doubt, in careers we don't like, living in places we don't like, wishing it would be different. Grass is greener on the other side. Why can't I just be happy? The importance of what I do is, yes, it's the hormones and helping women get strong and healthy. Because when a woman is strong and healthy, she's hard to take down. She's got better boundaries. Her hormones are better. And every time I see it, it's the women with low thyroid, fucked up thyroid, low testosterone. Always have relationship problems, and they feel like they're doormats. They feel like they don't get what they want. You know why? It's because their hormones are low. They're also the first ones to not want to go to my doctors. Let me just keep going to my regular doctors and taking this shit right here, or avoiding, right? You know why? It's because they're so addicted and used to that hormone state that they're in, that even though something outside of them that may seem happier or like a clear solution, they're so used to staying addicted to this pattern of powerlessness, low dopamine, low serotonin, low oxytocin, low testosterone. There's no power there. Hormones, she's worn out. What happens when the animal gets worn out? They get taken down. They get the gazelle gets taken out. Can't talk today. The weasel eats the rabbit. So when you come and do this work, not only do you find out why you feel this way, you get solutions. You start going, you get your hormones done. You bring your hormones up, and all of a sudden you're like, I have more energy. Wow. Hey, I got a raise at work. No, you got energy. So you started saying no to a lot of things. Things started happening for you and you became more valuable because you have more energy. Next thing is, if your dopamine is low and your serotonin is low and you're just kind of numbed out, okay, not just kind of, you're like the woman who lets her kids do whatever because it's just too hard to stop them and you'd rather clean it later. Later never comes in real life. This is where women have serious weight problems and thyroid, and things are just never perfect for them, right? This time will never come. It is a time that will never come. I don't care how much you lie to yourself, how many coaches you get or whatever. If you don't go to the core wound and address your hormones, good fucking luck. But what happens is when you start to address your neurotransmitters is all of a sudden that part of you that used to say, I just don't have any time. I can't even take a bath without being interrupted. That wounded ass part of you, that little powerless little wham baby, all of a sudden just gets up, closes, tells people, say, hey, I'm in the bathtub, give me an hour, closes and locks the door. All of a sudden, there's her hour of bath time. And the whole time it was there, she didn't even see this because her neurotransmitters and her hormones were low. Does this make sense to y'all? Is all this clicking and hopefully showing you that you need to stop judging yourself, saying that you're lazy, there's something wrong with you? When have you even done the panels that we do? Like, have you even looked at the fitness optimization panels that we run? And have you checked your neurotransmitters before you deem yourself fucked up, crazy, unmotivated, not good enough? How many times are we going to go through this trauma, clearing my trauma? Address your hormones, address your neurotransmitters, and watch what fucking happens. This is the difference, okay? Because trauma wears your hormones out. Aging wears your hormones out. Having babies, moving, taking care of your adult parents, just life, okay? And if you're over, those of you that grew up in trauma, if you're 25, it's hard, okay? But if you're over 30, you got miles on you, okay? You're like the rabbit. The weasel is chasing you. Okay. And that's the weasel's life. And it's going to take you down. It's going to only get worse. It is. So until you wake the fuck up, go off. Yeah. Until you wake the fuck up and address your hormones, get out of this addictive pattern that you're in. Because sometimes we just want to feel shitty. We stay in our shit. Okay. And what that's doing is it's raising kids in the same patterns. You're not doing anything. You're literally came into this world as a pawn. You're not leaving it any better than you found it. And you think you're doing good for your kids because you're sending them to college on what? You're worn out. Look what you're doing to give them that. Because why you think that that just makes you a better parent? You know what makes you a better fucking parent? Breaking cycles, choosing yourself, believing in people, believing in yourself, not enabling your kids because you think you got to go do this and this and that, taking care of your fucking self. Hey, you're not getting results. I just got phone with another lady. She kept on and on about, I don't even weigh myself anymore. I said, whoa, that's a fucking problem. Well, it just does stuff for my mental. It just is not good for me. I'm like, but that's a problem. That's like me saying, well, I just never want to open my bank account because it just sends me off, but it's really okay. I'm really okay. You hear how fucking, no, you are smarter than that. You know, something is off. And something is off. If a woman can't look at the scale, she's avoiding something. What happens if you sweep that shit under the rug long enough? I'll tell you what happens. You're going to end up 45. You're going to get a weird diagnosis, a health scare. Some shit's going to blow up. You're going to have to deal with it. It's like Final Destination. Maybe you get it in this lifetime, when all you got to do is get your fucking hormones done. Check your hormones and your neurotransmitters. That's it. And you bust your ass to improve those numbers and watch what happens to your life. You'll be like I was saying, you'll be in the bathtub. All of a sudden you get up, you close the door and you say, give me an hour. You won't be the, I don't have any time for myself anymore. By the way, women that say that, you make us look bad. You make us all fucking look bad because you're in your shit. You're in your fucking wounded ass feminine shit that everybody, women like me and all of you that are watching, you leaders, those women make us look bad, and which were once parts of us. We had to choose. I had to choose not to be her because she was my mom and my grandma and every other woman in my lineage. So you're going to have to be a big girl and choose this one as well. So I'll reiterate, before you label yourself as unmotivated, lazy, broke, ugly, crazy, not good enough, get your hormones done. Check your neurotransmitters. We've got all this test. Just caseyship.com/apply. Apply and get started. Apply. It'll send you to a low ticket offer for those that don't qualify, or you'll book a call with us to get the testing. Or you can spend all your time Googling it your fucking self. I don't give a shit. Get the hormones. Check your neurotransmitters. Focus on getting those neurotransmitters up and watch how much shit you take. Watch how many shitty bosses you come in. You won't. You will not put up with the shit anymore. You will not tolerate the bullshit anymore because your hormones are better. Does this make sense? This is all I have to say. And I really wanted to give you the weasel thing, the weasel taking down the rabbit, because it's literally like every woman we talk to, every woman that I talk to, the old me, the powerless one that lives in us all. We were tired and we get taken down. That's when life gets hard. Then the boundaries slip. When your energy's up, this is why working out, exercising, doing the shit that's good for you, addressing your neurotransmitters, addressing your hormones, learning how to fucking relax so your hormones can recalibrate will help you be stronger and better for everything and everybody. The end. That's all I have to say about that today. Okay. Any questions? Put them in the comments. I just had to speak that with that energy. Yes, honey. Yes. caseyship.com/register is the new free training that goes over exactly what I did to come out of that shit. caseyship.com/apply if you actually want to take action and fix your life. Or you can just stay the same, stay busy and like avoiding all this and keep sweeping under the rug and you don't need it right now and you're busy and you got all this other whatever. Stay in that shit too. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm going over there with or without you. Any questions? Whitney said, fuck yes, preach. Yeah, you get it. I mean, Whitney came into the program scared as fuck, had tons of scarcity. Oh my God. Unprocessed grief, resentment towards her husband. She lost weight. She got her hormones done. I think you got a job making over six figures now. I'm pretty sure she turned into a six figure bitch. Okay. Got her hormones done. Learned about herself. Right? Set some boundaries. But you cannot set boundaries. Stop beating yourself up. And no amount of personal growth you've got to take action. You understand? The reason you don't have boundaries is because you're worn out. Just like the mom picture that I gave. You're worn the fuck out. Boundaries don't exist when you're tired. It takes too much energy. I'm done with my soapbox. I will get off the soapbox now. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.